Well, good morning and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, during the last 6 weeks or so, we've been talking about the way of salvation. And during this time, we've covered a lot of ground. And so if you've missed any of those, I would encourage you to log on to our website at www.independencebaptist.org and catch up on any of those that you might have missed. Now, all of the prior broadcasts can be found under the audio section of that website, along with a lot of different full-length sermons that have been preached there at various revival services and Bible institutes at Independence Baptist Church. And I tell you, there's some great ones out there on this very topic of salvation, as well as some good articles and tracts. But before we go and check out all that on the website, we would encourage you to go ahead and listen in this morning as Pastor Reynolds continues on this topic of the way of salvation.
What does the Bible say about the confidence believers should have in eternal life? Notice in the book of Colossians, for example, the book of Colossians is not written to lost people. It is very clearly written to true believers, as Colossians 1, verse 1 and 2 very clearly state. Notice the reading here. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timotheus our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. So you see that the book of Colossians is written to believers. And the Bible continues in Colossians 3 and verse 3. It states, "For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." So what does it mean? Our life is hid with Christ in God. For example, let's say that a person hides from the devil, who is a very great enemy, right? The hiding place we choose must be very, very good. It is because we are actually hiding from Satan. Not for just time, rather for all eternity. Satan knows every place there is to hide. Satan can look for us throughout all time. Therefore, the hiding place must be a very secure one, right? The best place you can possibly go to hide from Satan, as this verse states in Colossians 3 and verse 3, is with Christ. Notice the verse again, Colossians 3 and verse number 3. "For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." You see, Christ is our hiding place. But notice here, there is a twofold hiding place. Our life, the thing Satan is after, is hid with Christ. That's the first one. But Christ is not alone as our hiding place, because Christ is hid in God. That's number two. At least, that is what Colossians 3 and verse 3 states. "For you're dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." Now, that is security. That is safety. Not only temporary security, but security for all eternity. Satan will be cast into the lake of fire for all eternity. But we, because of the grace of Almighty God, will be forever hid with Christ in God. That is eternal security. We are hid with Christ in God. Not because of anything we have ever done. Rather, we are hid with Christ in God because of what Jesus Christ has freely and willingly done for us. Our hope is not in what we have done. Rather, our hope for all eternity rests in what Christ has done for us, because He is the one and only true God. He is the eternal God, and He has done all of this for us. We are not trusting in anything done on this earth. Rather, we are trusting in the power of the Creator God who lives in eternity. I'm glad that that is the way it is. I am saved eternally. I'm kept eternally. I'm secure eternally by the hand of Almighty God. What is it that the Bible states in the book of John 3 and verse 16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but that person should have eternal life. What a great thrill it is to know that I'm not saved just temporarily, but rather that I'm saved for all eternity. What does the word eternal mean anyway? True believers are dead. Not physically dead, but spiritually dead to this world. And our life is hid with Christ in God. Therefore, when Christ, who is our life, appears, we shall also appear with him in glory. We will not appear because we are good. Rather, we'll appear because God is good to us. It's not because of our works. Rather, it is because of what he has done for us. Colossians 3 and verse number 4 states this. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Notice Colossians 3 and verse number 4. When Christ, who is our life. Is that what your Bible says? When Christ, who is our life. That's what my Bible says. Is that what your Bible says? The Bible also continues here and says, when he shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. There's no ifs here. The Bible very clearly states that Christ is our life, and that when Christ appears, we shall also appear with him in glory. I'm glad that I'm saved eternally, not because of anything that I have ever done. Rather, I'm saved because Jesus Christ has loved me so much that he gave himself on the cross of Calvary, and that he died for my sins. He didn't die for his sins. He died for my sins. And he was buried. He stayed in the grave for 3 days and three nights, just exactly as it was prophesied that he would be there. Then Jesus Christ arose from the dead, and he walked upon this earth for about 40 days. After that, Jesus Christ ascended back into heaven. And when Jesus Christ got back into heaven, he sat on his throne, showing that the work was all done. It's all finished. And he's waiting there just for us. One of these days, he's going to come back to get us and take us out of the sin-cursed, doomed earth. I'm thankful that I have eternal life, not because of anything I've ever done. Rather, it's because of what Jesus Christ has done for me. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 25, the Bible states this, wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. What is Jesus Christ now doing as he's sitting there on his throne? The Bible says that he's making intercession for us. In other words, that Jesus Christ is saying to his Father, when I sin, Jesus Christ is saying that sin is already forgiven. I'm glad that it's that way. I cannot trust in anything that I've ever done. Rather, I'm fully trusting in Jesus Christ, who has done it all for me. You see, this verse tells us that because of who Jesus is and what he has done, He is able to save everyone that come to God by Him. I'm very thankful that my salvation is not dependent upon me or anything I've ever done or anything that I intend to do. I'm thankful that Jesus Christ has given me eternal life. Jesus Christ has not only saved me, but He saved me to the uttermost. He saved me forever, seeing He is the only eternal Savior this world has ever known. Jesus Christ saves us forever. He gives us the same kind of life that He has. He has eternal life. That's why that when He died on the cross of Calvary, that He was raised from the dead, because He has eternal life. The grave could not hold Him. He has eternal life. And He gave that to me, not because I deserved it, not because I earned it, not because I worked for it, not because of anything, but His grace, His mercy upon me. As a lost sinner, Jesus Christ touched me. He saves me forever. He is continually praying for me at all times, because Jesus Christ is my great high priest. Colossians 2 and verse 8 through verse 10 states this: Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments, that is, the principles of this world, and not after Christ. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. You see, Satan wants to spoil us by using the tools at his disposal. But we need to constantly remember that we are under the authority of the Godhead. Jesus Christ and God is watching over us, blessing us. In Colossians 2 and verse number 8, the Bible said, Beware lest any man spoil you. The word spoil here means to take over. It is like the victor who takes over the goods of the victim. In the Old Testament, the word is often used to speak of the victor of a battle who took all of the various items of the captured or the killed. You see, it is very possible for the true believer to be spoiled or ruined by satanic deceptions. It's just like Lot, who is a true believer in Jesus Christ. The Bible says that he was a saved man, but he was spoiled by Satan, and he lost everything on this earth he could lose, but he could not lose eternal life. Why? Because his eternal life was hid with Christ in God. That is very plain, very clear that that's the way it is.
You know, have you ever heard the song Blessed Assurance? You know, knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ holds you in the palm of His hand and will not let anything take you out is such an amazing blessing. And you know, that song states it so simply in that very first line. It just says, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Now we know, of course, that it's not because of what we've done, but because of what He's done. We had faith in salvation, and we need to have faith that He will lead and guide us, and one day that He's going to take us to spend an eternity with Him. And I tell you, that line is so amazing. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. I know what He's done for me. Well, our time has once again slipped away from us this morning, but we would encourage you to come visit us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Services this morning will be starting at 10 a.m. Now, our time again is up, but we do look forward to you joining us again for next week's broadcast at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.